Simon & Schuster Audio presents Luckiest Man, The Life and Deaths of Lou Gehrig by Jonathan Ive. Read by Edward Herman, with an introduction by the author.
Lou Gehrig stepped onto the field at Yankee Stadium, wearing a pinstriped uniform that no longer fit. His pants were bunched at the waist. His jersey billowed in the wind. The crowd hushed as they watched him walk, head bowed, feet shuffling, arms hanging weakly at his sides. They had seen him make the trip from the dugout to home plate thousands of times, but never like this, never with a look of dread creasing his face. It was July 4th, 1939, Lou Gehrig Appreciation Day at Yankee Stadium, a hot and sticky afternoon. For the first time in his life, Gehrig was afraid to be on a ball field. He was 36 years old and dying. His Yankee teammates and their opponents that day, the Washington Senators, were lined up on the infield grass, waiting for the ceremony to begin. His wife and parents watched from box seats along the third baseline. More than 61,000 people sat elbow to elbow in the stands. Gehrig never looked up. When he finally reached home plate, he stopped and scratched at the dirt with his feet. The master of ceremonies introduced some of the special guests in attendance, including Gehrig's former teammate Babe Ruth and New York Mayor Fiorello H. LaGuardia.